now to a more positive news story from the United States, where in Baltimore, Bernard Young, the city council president, is supporting an initiative to buy back guns, almost unheard of in the United States. People have been encouraged to drop off their guns in exchange for a $100 grocery store gift card. So far, 461 guns have been handed in. I'm joined now by Ian Duncan, news and crime reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Ian, welcome to the program.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
Now, who's running this program and what is the council's involvement, Ian?
So there's a supermarket chain here called ShopRite, and they had done a similar thing in Philadelphia, which is fairly near, just up the road, and decided to try it out in Baltimore as well. And the council president decided to get behind the plan and got the police involved to take on the guns and destroy them.
Now, is this in reaction to the shootings at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, or was this going to happen had the shootings not occurred?
This was planned anyway. They'd been planning it for the last 6 months or so, but you could tell from the crowd of people who were there yesterday that, you know, they'd been thinking about trying to get rid of the guns for a long time, maybe didn't really know how, and then seeing what had happened on Friday, it really kind of motivated them to come out and just get the thing out of the house.
Now, have there been other initiatives like this in Baltimore at all, Ian?
Yeah, they've tried them in the past. The city sponsored one a few years ago, and they ran it for a number of days, and I think they recovered about 1,700 guns at that time. And churches have tried sort of little drives here and there over the years as well, but I think given for just a one-day thing, this one was pretty successful.
Well, gee, there's a fair way. 461, there are about 270 million guns and firearms, handguns and firearms in the United States. There's a fair way to go yet, Ian, you'd have to imagine.
Yeah, and I mean, the types of guns that they were getting yesterday, there were a lot of rifles and shotguns, which they're not the kinds of weapons that are associated with most of the violent crime in Baltimore. So, you know, it's sort of questionable how much this will cut down on the kind of the drug-related shootings and that kind of thing.
Well, I suggest nearly all. I mean, if you had a sort of an old flintlock or blunderbuss that was not useful anymore, that's the sort of thing you'd take and swap for $100, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think people, you know, worked out that it was quite a good deal, and there was a lot of creaky old-looking guns that probably weren't much use for anything anyway.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been in the country? We're getting an accent from a different part of the world from you, Ian.
That's right. I'm from the UK originally, so I've been in the States a couple of years, so it's been interesting to see how this part of American culture is obviously quite different to the UK and to Australia as well, I imagine.
Yeah, well, just can you just make an observation about that? Having come from a culture that where often police people are unarmed, how do you find the culture shock being in a place where every second person is armed?
I mean, I guess you obviously don't see lots of people wandering the streets with weapons, but it's definitely a different part of the culture. I was speaking to one of the members of the city council here yesterday, and he couldn't believe that most police in the UK don't carry guns. He thought that would put them at incredible risk, and, you know, I sort of had to explain, well, not many other people have guns either, so there's a different balance, I suppose.
Well, indeed, and if you follow up with the statistical evidence, looking at the number of murders by shooting in the UK and comparing it with the United States, that's a pretty sober read for the locals there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a debate, and Maryland is debating a big change to its gun laws at the moment. It's being heard by kind of a quite high court here, and the judges always say that the empirical evidence doesn't really come down one way or the other. There haven't been any studies that have managed to sway people to say that, you know, you're safer the more control you have on guns. So it's something that Americans, I think, are pretty fairly sceptical of. The idea that if you have a gun, you can protect yourself is just as strong as the idea if you disarm somebody else, they're not dangerous anymore.
Yes, well, it's It's an extremely difficult issue. Ian, look, thank you for taking the trouble of joining us this morning, and I wish you all the best and enjoy your stay for however it might be in Baltimore.